I said last week, and I wanted to correct it, when I was talking about this, it said $155 per kilowatt hour, I think, and it's actually megawatt. And we're talking about the wholesale price, just to clarify that. That came up because we were talking about the boondoggles in New York. Massive wind power fields that are being put out in the water to give power to Long Island and some places in New York City. And right now, the current wholesale rate is $36 per megawatt hour. And that's the wholesale price. So you're going to pay quite a bit more for that at the retail level. But that's what these different power generators are charging each other. Right now, $36 per megawatt hour. These wind farms are being built by foreign oil companies coming out of Finland, and one of them, I think, is Danish. But nevertheless, these foreign oil companies that all the green people really hate are putting this stuff up, and with government subsidies and all the rest of this stuff, making it economical for them, they are going to be making a profit of $45 per megawatt hour. Just understand right now, the entire cost is $36. That's what they're charging. The utilities are being charged $36. They're going up so high that their profits are going to be $45. They're going up to $155 per megawatt. So they're going up about, five times more expensive. And their profits alone are going to be more than the entire cost that is happening right now. So this is a calculation that was run through in a different spot from, this is from whatsupwiththat.com. The Green New Deal could make electricity 28 times more expensive. And so here's the calculations that I ran through to show how the Green New Deal can cause the average household electricity bill in the United States to be a crushing $52,500 a year. You want to pay that? That's what Lala Harris and Biden and the Democrats are really pushing through. And they'll probably get it pushed through with Trump as well. He didn't want to get out of the Paris Climate Accord. But $52,500. The reason is simple. Wind and solar require a lot of battery backup. And we use a tremendous amount of electricity. So the cost of all these batteries is many trillions of dollars. That's right. You cannot use solar and wind without having some kind of backup system. And back in 2009, when I was working with a group and we were suing Michael Mann and we were fighting in a lawsuit against the state of Colorado that was putting in the first renewable, so-called renewable mandates in the country at that point in time, we lost that one too. you don't always win the good fight. And we pointed out that what they were using for backup on wind and solar as they varied going up and down, what they used for backup was coal and gas, the very things that they said, oh, that's horrible. And we said, and not only that, but they're having to cycle up and down the coal and the gas plants. And it works the same way as it would if you were in city traffic with your car, your truck, and you're starting it and stopping it instead of driving down the highway. You always, if you're going steady state, you get far better fuel economy and less emissions and all the rest of the stuff. And the same thing is true of the power plants. And so to make these things work now, here we are 15 years later, and Elon Musk has these massive battery energy storage sites, BESS. And it's just a big collection of batteries, a big, expensive collection of batteries, very, very expensive. The expense alone should make it prohibited. But it's also a gigantic fire hazard as well. He doesn't even talk about that aspect. He just talks about the dollars and cents. He says, so the electricity storage capacity required to reach to replace today's fossil fuel electricity generation nationwide is going to be 250,000 megawatt hours. By the way, this is what's going to make Musk the world's first trillionaire. So assume that grid-scale battery facilities cost $300,000 per megawatt hour of storage capacity. Today's cost actually is higher. Thus, the capital cost of the storage is going to be $75 trillion. Spreading this cost out over 20 years gives us an annual cost of $3.75 trillion. U.S. household electricity usage is 1.5 trillion kilowatt hours per year. And so he says, therefore, the household cost is $2.50 per kilowatt hour. He said, average household usage, and right now, we're, you know, typically you're paying maybe 11 cents or something like that per kilowatt hour. He said average household usage is 10,500 kilowatt hours per year. That's the annual household cost of this storage capacity is going to be $26,250 on your electric bill. To pay for this, you take these very expensive, inefficient, they're not sustainable, they're intermittent. So they, instead of calling it renewable energy, they should have called it intermittent energy if they were going to be honest. But to say it's renewable implies that these things last forever. None of it does. And as we've talked about before, none of it takes into consideration the lifetime energy requirements of creating the solar panels or creating the windmills and that type of thing. But they're intermittent. They're not sustainable. And so to try to make them sustainable for the grid and steady state for the grid, you have to invest in these massively expensive and massive fire hazards of these battery energy storage sites. So he says today's average annual electric bill is $1,800, about $150 a month. So he said this electricity cost increase is going to be 14 times as much. So how does he get to the 28? Well, he doubles it. Because he says this doesn't include the cost of transporting, the electrification, transportation, and gas heat, which are also part of the Green New Deal. Electrification is often estimated to roughly double the amount of the electricity generated. In Texas, of course, when they built the massive windmill fields that were responsible for the blackout during the winter, the state paid for billions of dollars, and of course, that comes back to the customer, whether they put it on your monthly bill or they put it on your taxes, you wind up paying it. And he says, so if you go through with the Green New Deal and you put these battery energy storage sites out there, you're going to pay between $26,000 and $52,000 a year in electricity instead of $1,800. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.